I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Hello, evolutionaries. Welcome to this week's podcast episode. As we are now in the midst of the season of fall, which happens to be maybe my favorite of the seasons, I wanted to talk a little bit about the cycles of nature and the cycle that we are now in of moving towards the winter. And we're in this season where the abundance of the summer is now fading away and the trees are turning and leaves are dropping and nature is headed into its period of dormancy, the winter. And I wanted to talk about this from the perspective of Chinese medicine and how it is that energy moves through systems, through our personal self system, through the systems of nature, through our political and outward systems as well. And the season of autumn is understood as the season of letting go. It's a season of evaluating what we have experienced and carried with us to this point, and what of that now needs to be released in order for us to move into the next and coming cycle. And this period of letting go is also associated with grief. There is a grieving process that we go through when we let go of things that perhaps we have cherished, but we understand that they cannot serve us as we move forward. So there is this season when we do this evaluative process, and in Chinese medicine, it's associated with the element of metal. And it is like this process of distillation and discernment and choosing what needs to be released and grieving that release, and also grieving the collapse of things as they fall and they decay, that there is a process of grief that unless we go through that experience of release, of letting go, of grieving whatever we need to grieve, then we can't really move into the winter time, which in Chinese medicine is a time of gestation. It's associated with the element of water, and it is a time where new things can begin to gestate prior to them becoming manifested in form. So there's this process of letting go of old structures, old ways. And in the process of that, then, we are able to move into this next cycle where something new can come forth. And I believe that globally we are at sort of an autumn season where we are recognizing that a lot of the structures that have served us to date are beginning to decay and collapse. And it's because they aren't the structures that can serve us in our next cycle. And allowing those things to dissolve and dissipate also requires that we do the emotional work of grieving, of acknowledging and giving thanks for how those structures and maybe those belief systems, maybe those are religious belief systems that we've carried, and we recognize that they're no longer really part of our future. And so there is this process of grieving that which is dissolving, both in our own lives and also collectively. and what is dissolving in our collective experience. And I know that for a lot of people, fall can be a very difficult season because it does touch on this grief. Fall reminds us of our own mortality on this planet, in this temporal existence. You know, we watch the trees turn, we watch the leaves begin to fall, and we become aware that life is a cycle and that we ourselves will come to a point where our temporal, physical structure will do the same thing. There's another quality, though, to the autumn that I truly love, and that is the quality of the light. The light in autumn, the sunlight in autumn, is unlike any other light. It seems to carry so much information. It is so vibrant. It almost, to me, feels alive. And so simultaneously, this decaying of the physical structures is happening, and yet the light, the quality of the light, is so brilliant and so clear and so filled with information. So I see this as a season that holds both of those things for us. It holds the truth of our temporal shelf life, if you will, as in this human form, in this particular human form that we're in. Autumn holds that and reminds us that our life has a shelf life. But at the same time, it offers us this gift of light and this gift of seeing that has this quality of not being bound to that experience of decay. It's something that has this eternal essence to it, and this essence of knowing, of true, true knowing, of the eternal nature that abides within this fluctuating temporal existence of form. And so as you move into these days of autumn, I encourage you to do a little bit of reflection on your own life and on those things that you recognize have been part of your past, part of your journey, and that the time now has come to let them go, that they have served you in all of the ways that they could. They've given you everything that they could. And now it's time for you to release them, just like the trees release the leaves with such grace and beauty, that it's time for you then also to release those things and to let yourself feel what that feels like, to have those things falling away, and give yourself the gift of time to be with those feelings. And I happen to be a proponent of doing rituals. In my own life, I have found that doing rituals is a very potent way to acknowledge my willingness to release things, to claim things, new things that I want to step into. And so in the season of fall, you might consider, what are the things that it is time for me to release, so that I can move into my next cycle? And when we enter the season of winter, we are in a season of unknowing. We are in a season in which we can't yet see what will come forth. So we let go of things in the autumn without knowing yet what is going to take their place. And we let ourselves experience that. We give ourselves over to that experience of release and uncertainty in trust that there is a next cycle and new life will be coming forth, even though we can't yet see it. So in this autumn season, I would encourage you to take time for yourself to do that kind of reflection and to consider, what sort of symbolic act, ritual act, can I do that will convey my willingness to release these things, to give thanks for them and to release them so that I myself can enter into this next cycle of my being. And until next week, I bid you peace.